It's time for Lincoln County Connections on KNPT, KWDP, and KBCH. Here's your host, Casey Miller.
Good morning. Welcome to the program. Thanks for joining us. This is Lincoln County Connections. Every Thursday morning at 9 a.m., we talk to great individuals like the guest on the program today, Steve Wyatt. He's the executive director of the Lincoln County Historical Society. So glad to have you on the program, Steve. Good morning.
Good morning, Casey.
Steve, I've had a great discovery this morning, and I've realized that you are the author of one of my favorite local books, the Bayfront book, and I just had to enter with that.
That's right, Casey. Yeah, I wrote that back in the 90s, and that was a fun project. At that time, it was articles that published in a magazine called Bayfront Magazine, and a lot of people approached us and asked us to put it together in book form,
gotcha.
Which we did at the time, and it was well received, and now we've about reached the point where we're starting work on a revised new edition. So
this has got to have been maybe one of the more successful publications, I think, that's probably come out of the Historical Society umbrella, you think?
Yeah, it's definitely consistently one of our best-selling books that we've published. We've published probably, I think 15 books over the years, and it's right up there at one of our bestsellers. So,
you know, maybe this is a good segue to just kind of, you know, dive into the importance of preserving the history as you do as a Lincoln County Historical Society. And, you know, I guess our history is fascinating here. I mean, there's just a lot of visual appeal, definitely, of you know, our waterfront and logging and people homesteading here. But what has driven you, and why is it important for us to preserve history?
Well, from a real philosophical point of view, for me at least, I think if you want to understand a community, if you want to know the community, you need to know its past. Mm. It basically, if you have some sort of understanding of the past, you understand why things are the way they are, and some of the issues that have faced the community over the years and how it's dealt with it and resolved those issues. And I really think you really have a much better understanding of today if you understand its past. And you're right, this area has a really interesting past. There's been a lot of colorful characters and a lot of interesting things that have taken place here on the Central Oregon coast.
And I have to ask, was history something you knew you wanted to do at an early age? Was that your emphasis as well in your collegiate studies?
Well, it's kind of a funny story, really. I grew up in a household that basically, for the most part, had no history. My father barely knew his father, and and no one knew anything about family history. And so you kind of want what you don't have. So I became interested in family history and started researching that, which got me very interested in family history, which then in turn got me very interested in history. And that's where I went to college to become a history teacher, and then through various circumstances ended up in the museum profession. So
yeah, and to give our listeners a little bit of a background, you are the executive director now, but you've been here before.
Correct. Yeah, I've lived in Oregon all of my life, and my grandparents lived up at Lincoln City, up the Siletz River, and in Lincoln City in the 60s, and spent a lot of time on the coast then, and then I came to Newport in the 1990s and was a curator at the Lincoln County Historical Society for much of the 1990s, and then I left in 2001, and then returned about a year and a half ago now as executive director of the Historical Society.
Well, it's great to have you back. If you're just joining us, this is Steve Wyatt. He's the executive director of the Lincoln County Historical Society. You're listening to Lincoln County Connections, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Is your office supply store like Hall's Office Supply in Lincoln City? Does your office supply store carry art supplies like Hall's? Does your office supply store help you with your copy needs like Hall's? Does your office supply store look up forms and inkjets you need like Hall's Office Supply? One final question, does your office supply store deliver to your home or business anywhere from Pacific City to Glen Eden Beach? Hall's Office Supply of Lincoln City really does it all. That's Hall's.
Ever think what your truck's tires go through during summer driving? Blistering heat, freeway speeds, rough back roads? Make sure they'll keep your family safe. Here's how to tell if you need tires. Just slip a quarter into your tire tread. See the top of old George's noggin? It's time to go to Tire Factory today. They'll take the time to find out how you drive and where you drive, then recommend the right tire for you at the right price. Need tires for your truck, SUV, or van? You'll find the best brand. Tires that'll match your truck's performance, deliver durability, and a great ride. Trustworthy brand that'll keep your family safe and sound, like Goodyear, Nokian, Hankook, and Cooper. Always the right tire, always the right price. Trust what you love to Tire Factory.
Tire Factory, serving you with over 200 stores, including Doug Orr's Ocean Tire Factory, with tires, lube oil filter, automotive air conditioning, and complete mechanical repair. Ocean Tire Factory, 11th and 101, Newport.
Is your name Bill Smith?
Sure is.
Do you have brown eyes?
Yep, I do.
Is your credit card maxed out?
I don't think so.
Ever missed a bill payment?
No!
Ever take a pen from your office?
No, never! No, please stop!
Ever feel like most stores go a little too far with credit checks? Next time, shop Rent-A-Center and get the brands you want without a credit check. See store for details. No credit check or credit required. Refers to rental purchase transactions.
Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections on KBCH, KWDP, and KNPT.
Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections. On the program today, Steve White. He's the executive director of the Lincoln County Historical Society. Steve, talking about your history, and now you're the executive director. Previously, you were a curator, and we don't really use the term curator, at least locally, anymore. Is that right? Who does that role now?
Now, Sachiko is our... she's called a collections specialist, and mm-hmm. she essentially is the archivist and curator, because we have a research library, which is a very popular offering that we have. People come in and research photos and research their history or the history of the area in our archives, and she does that as well as deal with the collections. So she definitely has her plate full.
Yeah, maybe we could talk about... the services that you do provide, and the research library is, would you consider that to be one of the larger services? Or by the time you end up doing the different things that you do, mm-hmm. You must see a lot of people into the research library.
Yeah, the research library, we get inquiries come in online, people write to us, and people drop in with questions. They're researching their family history, or they're looking at land use, or they're just curious about the area and its history. There's an amazing amount of reasons and things, or they're looking for a specific photo. There's amazing amount of reasons that people come to us for the research library, and it's consistently a very popular offering that we have. And right now the research library is kind of shoehorned in the Burroughs House, in the back room, and then we have some of the library collections are in the basement of the Burroughs House, and some are elsewhere. So as part of our recent kind of reorganization, we did close the Log Cabin Museum, and that's going to reopen as the research library. And we're really excited about that, because it's going to give people a lot more room to spread out and work. Right now it's very claustrophobic, and our collections are spread out, so it makes for a lot more work to try and help people. And I think once we get all of our library collections in one place and more room to work, I think we can do a better job of helping people, and it'll be a lot more comfortable space to come in and research or just browse. We have people that come in that just like to look at old photos, and they're all boxed up and organized, so they're accessible that way. So
yeah, and coming to you and Sachiko for getting some old photographs for our financial publication, the county budget book, you know, it was an interesting process, because there's just a lot of information, and you're right, it is very small in there. It'll be nice to see things laid out. And I believe when I was there at one time, Don Davis just happened to be stopping by to just kind of do what he does. And he seems like he's a history buff. And, you know, as a suggestion to listeners, if they wanted to come into the research library, thinking about giving yourself some time, because it's one of those things that you kind of get interested in looking at other things. It really can turn into a long period of time just out of fascination.
Yeah, it's extremely interesting. Yeah, you if you go in there looking for something specific, it's extremely easy to get off on a tangent, and sometimes that tangent will take you a place that is way more interesting than what you came in there for in the first place. And that's kind of the beauty of it.
Well, when do you anticipate the new research library to be open?
Well, we're kind of in the process of that, and we're shooting for October at present. We don't have a firm date on it yet, because it's just we have a limited amount of staff, but we're headed that direction, and we're moving stuff and shuffling everything around. And it's kind of an interesting process, but we're making progress that way. So
I was thinking maybe we want to make sure and touch on the Pacific Maritime and Heritage Center, if I've got that right. But before we do that and before we go into our break, Steve, can you talk about the other services generally that are just available through the Historical Society?
Well, we have we offer exhibits at both the Burroughs House and the Maritime Museum, and as we talked about, we have the research library. We also do programs. If you are a member of a group or organization and you'd like a program on history, we can present programs on the history of the area, and we also have school groups come to us at the museum, and we give tours. And we also, of course, for some people, we have two gift shops, which are also popular, too.
I was involved several years ago in a charrette for the urban renewal of the Cutler District. And I forget her name from North County.
Historian.
You know, she came down and gave a history presentation of the Cutler District, and it was just so fascinating. And so upon request, somebody can have somebody like you or her, well, maybe not so much you, but come and give a presentation to your group.
Sure, yeah. Either our educator, Diane, or Sachko, or myself, we all give programs on occasion. And we also, another, and if someone's interested in that, they could just give us a call at 541-265-7509. That's our main number. And we could set a program up for you. So, and we also... I totally lost my train of thought.
We can set up a program and...
Yeah, we can set up a program for you or a personalized tour of either the Burroughs House or the Pacific Maritime and Heritage Center for your group. We can do that as well. So.
Great. Well, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk about that Maritime and Heritage Center and maybe also let you know, too, that they're... Historical Society is also using social media to their advantage as well. So stay with us. We'll be right back and finish up the program.
Getting help at Mills Ace Hardware in Lincoln City is like going to your neighbor. Right now, Mills Ace Hardware has red hot buys and everything you need to keep bugs out of your home and yard. Save $2 each on assorted Ace brand insecticide sprays. Also save $2 a bottle on Ace brand weed and grass killer, killing right down to the root. Regular price $4.29, save $2 a bottle. Mills Ace Hardware in Lincoln City with two locations. Mills Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place in Lincoln City.
72% of all firefighters in the U.S. are volunteers. Right now, the fire departments of Lincoln County are looking for volunteer firefighters and emergency medical responders, male or female, 18 years or older, in good health and decent physical condition. If selected, the fire departments will provide your free basic firefighter training and emergency medical response training. Plus, you may qualify for a number of other free educational opportunities. You may want to join one of the special teams, which specialize in things like water water rescue, ropes, and fire investigation. As a volunteer firefighter, you'll respond to emergencies within your own fire district. So if you're looking for a chance to really make a difference right here in Lincoln County by helping people in your own community, this could be for you. Contact the Firefighter Volunteer Hotline, 541-574-4000, or go online, www.lcvf.org.
Welcome to Wilder Newport, a community of new homes high above Yucuna Bay. At Wilder, we take a different approach to living. Wilder homes have front porches and open floor plans. Our homes are built smarter and priced for working families and retirees. Combining family living in nature, creating a neighborhood with winding paths, a playground, and dog park. Contact the sales office now to get in for phase one pricing. Call 541-867-7578 or visit wildernewport.com.
This is Mary, mother of three, walking through her front door right after she saved $93 back to school shopping at Kohl's.
What a feeling!
And this is Mary walking her dog in the rain.
I can't have it all, now I'm dancing for my life.
And this is Mary at the dentist.
Get the feeling of great savings on the brands your kids want for back to school at Kohl's biggest back to school sale Friday and Saturday. Kohl's, expect great things.
Lincoln County Connections is back on KNPT, KBCH, and KWDP.
Welcome back to the program. This is Lincoln County Connections. We're talking about the Lincoln County Historical Society. We have Steve Wyatt. He's the executive director. Steve, one of the things I thought was interesting is you'd mentioned that social media, Facebook have been very good in spreading the word about history. How are those things going? What can we find online?
Yeah, the Lincoln County Historical Society started a Facebook account about a little over a year ago, or about a year ago, I guess now. And we post on there kind of interesting things that we're doing, or if someone makes an interesting donation of an object or something that might not be seen for a while, we're doing postings like that. And it's been an amazing tool for us, because we've connected with a lot of people that may not have otherwise connected with, and getting the word out there rather easily for us in what would otherwise be kind of a long, drawn-out process. And so it's been a really great way for us to connect with people, and I encourage you to get on there and find us if you'd like to friend us on Facebook, because it's a fun way to keep track of what we're up to. So
maybe a good segue, into the Maritime and Heritage Center. Was that a beneficial tool in raising funds and getting the whole project to completion?
Yeah, I think so. When we were involved in that process for the last year, we were doing a major push to get this open on June 28th, and we were doing a major push, and we kind of did a lot of postings on Facebook and Pinterest, mm-hmm. as well, the photo posting site. And a lot of people kind of got, I think, into that and started following us just to kind of monitor our progress, because, when you drive by the building, then there's a lot of things going on inside there when it's all locked up and everything that you wouldn't know. And then it was kind of interesting to see, you got a behind-the-scenes look at the progress of the project on those media sites. So I think that was kind of fun, and that really kind of helped us build our interest level in the project. So
when we think about the Maritime and Heritage Center, this must have been something that's been discussed for many years, being such an important part of our history. What can we see now when we go into this new museum?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you would call it? Or?
Well, it's really a museum and event center, I think would probably be the more apt description of it. Right now, we opened the main floor of it. The total square footage of the entire building is 29,000 square feet,
mm-hmm.
and which is huge. And, of course, for those of you familiar with the area and have been around a while, we'll remember it used to be Gracie's at Smuggler's Cove, or just Smuggler's Cove, down on the bayfront just above Port Dock 5. And we opened the main floor now, which has about half of it is maritime objects, is currently what's on display, that were mm-hmm. lent to us by community members. So it's a real diversity of what's in there. There's like Japanese diving helmet from the 20s. There's an exhibit on the Agate Beach Surf Club, commercial fishing gear, a real diversity, as well as a hands-on children's area.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have a section on maritime art, which Michael Gibbons curated that for us. And it has art submissions from maritime artists, most of which were local, some of which were far away as Washington.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a really nice display of maritime art. And then we also have basically we're also an event venue. So if somebody has an event or a meeting or a dinner or something, and they're looking for an amazing place to have it with a spectacular view of a fishing fleet down there, our calendar's filling up. So.
Well, that's great. I had no idea that there you could host events there. So mm-hmm. when you have an event, are you able to look at the items on display as well? And how does that work?
Yeah, for the most part, there's a few things that we have to clear out depending on the size of the event. But for the most part, if you're having an event there, you have the full run of the main floor. So probably about 80% of the exhibits or 90% of the exhibits are still up and accessible while you're having an event. And I mean, so far I've had Friends of the Aquinnah Lighthouses have had their annual meeting there, and we've got a lot of other. The port is going to have a meeting here shortly, mm-hmm. and the Newport Symphony is having a fundraiser there. And so
neat.
It's a real diversity, and I'm sure at some point we've had several people talk to us about the possibility of weddings there. So I think that'll
Whoa.
Be something that goes on, too. So it'll be kind of fun.
Well, what a neat way to, you know, merge some concepts of use of the space. You know, as we're coming close to the end of the program here, of course, we encourage everybody to go explore if they haven't yet, but are there any things that are going to be moving out in any kind of timely way that you might want to get there now, that things that are going to be moved out in place of other things in terms of exhibits?
Well, the current exhibits, I think we do have an exhibit coming up in September or October. The date hasn't been finalized yet, but it'll be kind of an interesting exhibit on the Cold War and the Newport Fishing Fleet connection there.
Huh.
When all this tension with Russia was going on during the Cold War, there was still kind of like special agreements where the fishing fleet of Oregon could work with the Russian fishing fleet. They had a joint venture
wow.
going despite all the Cold War tension. So it's really kind of an interesting little footnote in the history of the Cold War, and we're going to be having a traveling exhibit on that. So when we do that, some of the exhibits that are currently up at the Maritime Museum will be coming down temporarily, at least. So, yeah, this would be a good time to come in and check out that opening exhibit, because most of the objects there are from private collections. So when that exhibit comes down, those objects will go back to their home, so they probably won't be publicly seen again. So.
Well, if you have been listening to the program today, this has been Steve Wyatt. He's the executive director of the Lincoln County Historical Society. Maybe you could whet your appetite by checking out the Historical Society on Pinterest or Facebook. And the Maritime and Heritage Center, what are the hours on that facility?
Both the Burroughs House and Log Cabin Museum are now Tuesday through Sunday, 11 through 4. So.
Okay. Steve, well, I appreciate you coming on the program today. And online, is it OregonCoastHistoryCenter.org?
Correct.
Okay. And also, looks like 541-265-7509 if you want to call them. Check out the research library. Learn about their other services. So thank you for coming on the program, Steve.
All right. Thank you, Casey. It's been fun.
Okay. Well, we hope to have Steve back. Thanks for listening today, and we'll see you same time, same place next week on Lincoln County Connections.